The Redeemer comforted after enduring the test, July 7. Then the devil leaveth him, and, behold, angels came and ministered unto him. After the foe had departed, Jesus fell exhausted to the earth. He had endured the test, but he now was fainting on the field of battle. What hand was there to be put beneath his head? How was he to be given care and nourishment so that he might regain his strength? Was he to be left to perish after gaining the victory? Oh, no, the angels of heaven had watched the conflict with intense interest, and they now came and ministered to the Son of God as he lay like one dying. He was strengthened with food, comforted with the message of his Father's love and the assurance that all heaven triumphed in his victory. He returned from the wilderness to proclaim with power his message of mercy and salvation. What if Satan had gained the victory? What hope would we have had? Christ came to reveal to worlds unfallen, to angels, and to the human race that in God's law there is no restriction that we cannot obey. He came to represent God in humanity. He met every requirement that we are asked to meet. In their conflicts with Satan, the human family has all the help that Christ had. They need not be overcome. They may be more than conquerors through him who has loved them and given his life for them. The Son of God in his humanity wrestled with the very same fierce, apparently overwhelming, temptations that assail us, temptations to indulgence of appetite, to presumptuous venturing where God has not led them, and to the worship of the God of this world, to sacrifice an eternity of bliss for the fascinating pleasures of this life. Everyone will be tempted, but the Word declares that we shall not be tempted above our ability to bear. We may resist and defeat the wily foe. Every soul has a heaven to win and a hell to shun. And the angelic agencies are all ready to come to the help of the tried and tempted soul. He, the Son of the infinite God, endured the test and trial in our behalf. The cross of Calvary stands vividly before every soul. When the cases of all are judged, and they are delivered to suffer for their contempt for God and their disregard of his honor in their disobedience, not one will have an excuse, not one will need to have perished. It was left to their own choice who should be their prince, Christ or Satan. All the help Christ received, every person may receive in the great trial.